Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with the Bread Man. Give us a shout. You can reach us directly at 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio 2018. We here. We doing it. All those New Year's resolutions. Are you still on track, or are you already blew them up? Give us a shout. Let us know your thoughts. Also got a guest tonight, NBA writer, sports beat, Mr. Tony Williams. Going to join us today, so we look forward to talking to him and chopping it up, a little NBA. It's all good. Red Man, what's happening?
Happy New Year's, my brother, missing in action.
What's good? Happy New Year's, man.
I'm here, man. 2018, live in effect, ready to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Glad to be back in the saddle. You heard me?
We back. We start off a new year fresh, like everybody else. Everybody's got their New Year's resolutions. I talked to some people today. They're already off track with those New Year's resolutions. So hang in there. It's only 9 days in, and you know it's a grind. 365 days until 2019. Well, actually, not under 365. 300. And change. We not 365 in. We're 9 days off.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's good to be back rolling again. And it's a lot of great things happening out there. And like I said, we have a guest writer, Mr. Tony Williams, is going to join the show. And without further ado, Brad. We have someone on the line.
That's it.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who's on the line? Good evening.
We got the side people from 2017 carrying over to 2018. All good.
Who do we got on the line? Can you hear us? All right, Brad, I guess stay a little bashful.
Yeah, first-time callers. We don't always know about the first-time callers, but they can stay on the line and listen to what's going on. It's all good. Make sure you subscribe so you can get an email and let you know when the next show is coming on and be more prepared.
We'll let them check it out. But all is well. How'd you spend New Year's there, Brad?
I was in the ATL, baby. I was in the ATL. Brought it in with my man Randy Campbell and his wife Rowena.
Nice.
Shout out to you guys down in the ATL doing our thing. And I had a good time, man, you know. I didn't get away from the cold because the cold followed me down to the ATL. Came back to the snow and I'm about to roll out end of the month and do my world tour. So looking forward to that.
The weather's been brutal, I tell you. Depending on where you're at, I know we have people all over the country, all over the world that tune in. But here in America and most of the United States, it has been very cold. I know down in Miami, it got down to the 30s, which is really cold for Miami. We had a heat wave today. What, it hit 40 degrees
man.
Here in New York?
I know. It was more heat up today, man.
It felt good. Sun was hitting me. I was like, wow. Let's see what it feels, a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has been brutal. We haven't had this type of cold stretch, I want to say, going back at least 3 years.
Yeah.
For this long stretch of time.
Yeah.
It's been cold. But, hey, it is the winter. And we, you know, we got to expect changing of the seasons. It's actually good for us. Make sure kills all those germs out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring your germs, too.
Yeah. I guess we can't get away with that, but
no, we can't.
You know, like I said, it's all good, man. It's all good out there. Some great things for 2018. It's a fresh start for everybody. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, next year I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Well, guess what? Next year is here. So, whatever's on your mind. Well, we have a couple of minutes. Give us a shout, 347-843-4738. Let's see if we can unleash the listener and see if they listen. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who's on the line? Are you there? All right. Enough of that.
We know the new people in the house, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. They listening, you know what I'm saying? If my man LC says, who's on the line, say who you are and where you're from, and we can go from there. Don't be bashful.
Yeah.
You're on the line for a reason.
Good.
Checking out the LC and Jack Radio Show, 2018, baby.
That's it. That's what's good. Did you have a chance last night to see the football game, Brett?
Man, did I see that game. Oh, my God.
What a game.
Man.
Game for the ages.
I mean, they built up that kicker, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It happens in the pros. I was saying it last night. It was with a bunch of people at a spot. And I was like, listen, the game ain't over. He still got to make it. Oh, it's close. I was like, that doesn't mean anything. Did you see the pros? They miss them, too.
Yeah, and the thing about it,
you have to have ice in those veins.
But the thing about it, that quarterback switch was the key.
That was the
key to the
kid's
game,
fresh,
man. Yeah, he never took a snap all year. He's playing like
crazy.
I mean, it was unbelievable, man. I mean, I was going for Georgia because I don't like Alabama. But I give them props, man. That quarterback switch was the key to everything. They were destined to win. And even though that kicker did what he did at the end, I mean, that quarterback, he was, how do you say, cool as a cucumber.
No, I ain't even messing with his name. He's Hawaiian, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He'll never forget this championship. The first, is always the best. And guess what?
Yeah.
He stepped in.
He did his job. He did with a backup.
Did his thing, man.
Give it to him. Not mad at him.
Did his thing.
That's why when sometimes a backup doesn't get the play, you always have to be ready. He's a perfect example of a backup always being ready. You know, especially those young kids out there. You know, sometimes you get to the pros, you have ego, but to sit there all season and not get a snap. You know, he practiced hard and throughout the year. You know, always ready to be called upon because you never know. I mean, the guy didn't get hurt. You know, usually the backup's ready if somebody gets hurt, he's injured. Not when a player who's not playing well in a championship game, coach pulls you out and put the backup in who hasn't done anything. It's like, that was like, Man, I never seen anything like that before, man. Never. So I could just imagine, you know, who was supporting Alabama, how they felt, man. Because that was incredible. You know, shout out to Alabama, national champions, 2017-18. That's it, man. That topped that game I seen years ago. Well, what's his name? With the Texas. That topped that game, man. Unbelievable.
It's crazy, boy, I tell you.
Vince
but,
Young. Vince Young game, yep.
Can't beat a young freshman. He has veins of steel doing his thing.
Yeah.
Doing his thing. Veins of steel. That's what I'm talking about. Performance, baby. I can see him lighting up the NFL already.
Well, Cleveland needs a quarterback, that's for sure. Cleveland needs a quarterback. Johnny Manziel is trying to get into the USFL or whatever, the Canadian league. He's putting pressure on them. Put up the money or leave him alone. I'm like, he maybe take some learning points from that dude, man. Because the dude played his butt off. Won the national champion, hands down. Shout out to them, man. Unbelievable.
Well, Brett, let's jump on the line and take a call.
Okay. See if they're ready.
You are on the LC and Jack radio show. Who would he have on the line?
Hello.
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 Sound like somebody from Memphis to me. Am I right? Sound like somebody from Memphis. Yeah.
That would be correct. Yes.
Hey, what's up? I'm
calling
what's up,
from
Rachel?
Memphis, but you know I'm repping New York all the way from Memphis.
Oh, that's it, baby.
And
that's
all that matters.
That's it. My girl Rachel from Memphis, Tennessee, calling in.
Yes.
That's
indeed.
What's good.
Happy New Year, my girl. All right. This is
Happy
my man,
New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on, participating, and you all set with your New Year's resolutions?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I started getting back in the gym last year. I'm a former athlete, and I'm a current international coach. So getting out of the gym and out of shape is not really a part of my regular routine. But
you said international coach. What do you coach?
Yes. I coach basketball. Come on now.
You're a baller.
That's
LB.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Take a ball to the hoop, man.
Yeah, man, it runs in my veins, runs in my family. Pops played in school, played in college, so did I. So, once an athlete, always an athlete, never leaves you. So,
absolutely.
I love coaching.
Well, we need them out there. We need those coaches out there to take the talent and groom it. And
I completely agree. Good coaches are good teachers, and good teachers possess the capacity and the power to create change and impact the lives of others. But it's a skill, and you got to work hard at it.
Absolutely. Yeah, these young people always think, you know, that things happen overnight. And then whatever you want in life,
oh, no.
You got to work hard. And it's a journey.
It's a process. And I think there's no
Absolutely.
Other person that explains that better than Nick Saban, whose whole philosophy is titled The Process. Step one of the process for everybody is understanding that there is a process. Step two is trusting it. Step three is embracing it. And the last part is actually loving the process. It's loving the blood, sweat, and tears that go into it and coming down the other side with a dove at the end of the day. But you have to be able to enjoy the suffering and find the beauty in the suffering before you get that victory on the other side. And that's what people don't want to
mm-hmm.
go through. But if you play sports, it's the beauty of sports. You understand all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the great ones go through that as well. People, you know, you're talking about Michael Jordan. You're talking about all those athletes out there that have been successful.
Oh, yeah.
You got to... You always got to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, we thank you so much for joining the show, and we hope you continue to follow us and give us a shout. Let us know how you're doing, how your team's doing.
Yes,
send us updates.
I shall.
We'll definitely. Yeah.
I shall. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, and we have our guest, which is on the line, so we're going to run, but definitely feel free to give us a shout. We're on each and every week.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great night.
All right, Rachel,
you do the same.
Listen in and enjoy the show.
Thanks, Brad. Talk to you
all
later.
All right, see
you. Well, Brad, our guest is here. I believe he's on the line. We've had him several times on the show. We're so happy to have him back. He is a NBA writer, Mr. Tony Williams. Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing? All right? What's going on?
You're doing good.
Yeah,
we're doing good.
We're good, man. Happy New Year. All that good stuff.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You too. Happy New Year.
Yeah, how's things going, man? We're chatting a little bit. How's things rolling in the NBA, NFL? I know you cover a couple of different sports.
Yeah, it's funny. The last time we talked, I think the Knicks were a black hole, and they were a terrible franchise, and they had Phil still in charge. He ran that franchise into the ground. But since that time, the Knicks are actually doable. I mean, it's actually – I can actually watch them and not feel ashamed of doing so.
It's amazing year. But, you know, we have to credit Dolan somewhat. At least he had the cojones to fire Phil. And that kind of set us, I think, in at least in a positive motion. What's your thoughts on the new management staff? Well – Partly new. I mean, you know, one of them's been here, and the other one is new. What's your thoughts on the new management team?
Oh, that's great. I think Dolan did the right thing. I think he boosted up Steve Mills, which is needed, and he brought in Scott Perry. And Perry has been a great evaluator of talent since he came to the league. I mean, this guy has an understudy from Joe Dumars and during that great Pistons run. He's an understudy in Orlando. So I think that guy, he knows basketball. He's a basketball lifer. And so to bring him in, it shows that Dolan has finally given the keys to a basketball guy, because Phil was not down for all the scouting and all the traveling. Perry is a basketball junkie, and he will go to all the outposts out there and scout talent. So I like what Dolan has done. He's allowed Mills to have more authority, and bringing in Perry was a big move.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you. It's a breath of fresh air. But I think the fans kind of don't realize that the Knicks still have many pieces to get. And, you know, we always get excited to see the team come out quick, and then they take a couple steps backwards. What do you think, you know, we're almost at the halfway mark already in the NBA, which is amazing. Almost halfway through. Any potential... I know no major deals happen with the Knicks, but any thing coming down the pike that you think may help improve the team somewhat? I mean, the Carmelo deal, before you answer that, the Carmelo deal is amazing just because they got some help, some useful pieces.
Yeah, it's
Nobody
funny how...
Nobody thought they would get any pieces like that, you know?
Yeah, because it's funny because when that deal first happened, hardcore Knicks fans were like, that's it? We only get Enos Kanter and dumping buckets. That's all we get. But now you're looking at hindsight, you're thinking, that's a pretty darn good deal, because Kanter is probably the second most important player on the roster, and McDermott has shown flashes. So this is actually a very good deal for the Knicks to get. I mean, they got the best they could have gotten, because there weren't many options out there, because Melo had that no-trade clause. So there weren't any many options the Knicks had. But when Melo hurt OKC and he heard, you know, I'm going to play with Westbrook and George, then he decided, you know, I want to go there. And I think he did that favor because they got back some good pieces. Like I said, Cantor is probably the second most important player on this roster. And you see every night he adds a toughness and a grit that was lacking in New York for a long time. He's a blue-collar kind of player. He's a fan favorite already. He absolutely loves New York City.
Yeah, I tell you, I agree. It's been, like I said, myself and the bread man been to the Garden in the bad times, you know, here over the last, I don't know how many years. So, you know, definitely like to kind of get in the Garden here. Maybe the second half we can get some tickets and just the energies. You could feel the energies. It's so more positive. And like you said, we got some pieces. So I don't expect the Knicks to make the playoffs this year, but at least you see the team is making some progress. I mean, that's always great. I mean, it was questionable.
Yeah.
You know, signing Hardaway. I was real questioning that, especially the money they gave him. But it seemed like, yo, he's taking it on. And, you know, before he got hurt, you know, they need him only because the Knicks' biggest problem, and they know this, they don't have many guys that can take anybody off the dribble. They have very few guys that can do that. And that's one of the big problems that they have.
I will say, regarding a Hardaway deal, that was one last middle finger from Phil to the Knicks. it was $72 million middle fingers to the Knicks fans. But I will say, when Hardaway was playing well, the Knicks looked like a cohesive unit. So I will say that the deal wasn't that great. But Hardaway has shown that he is actually playing better than he was in first go around here in New York. I think the injury kind of derailed the Knicks a little bit, as you've seen last month, that without him, there wasn't any really second scorer on that team. Beasley has stepped up in that role, but I think if they had Hardaway in December, it probably would have been a much better month for them last month. But he's not practicing fully with the team. He wasn't practicing today fully with the team. So I think he returned soon.
Okay.
And when that happens, it's going to be a pretty good offensive set they have.
Yeah, they definitely need him, but it's tough. If they don't win, you know, too many more road games, it's going to be tough for them to make the playoffs, which, like I said, I don't expect it, but you got to win on the road. I mean, they've won some, you know, a lot of games at home, but you have to win some games on the road. I mean, they've lost some tough games. So it's a little frustrating watching them on the road, man.
Yeah, I think their schedule it was favored early in their favor because they had so many home games, and now you're seeing that what it takes to be on the road. They're still a young team, they're still developing, and they're having some glitches on the road. So hopefully January is much more kinder to them. But you know, as far as playoffs, I didn't think they'd go to playoffs this year anyway. But it's good to see that there actually is a plan in place. And I think that
Absolutely.
The Knicks fans just want to see that. They want to see a plan in place. They want to see ascending because it's a great lie that when media says, oh, the fans in New York are so impatient, they want a winner now. Of course they want a winner, but the fans in New York are not stupid. They, as long as they see a plan in place and they see progress, they can deal with a team rebuilding. As long as they see some kind of goal in place in the long run. And the Knicks right now had that with Mills and Perry. So I think that maybe the playoffs probably are out of reach, but we're seeing that the team is gelling and they're going forward, and finally they're ascending.
Absolutely. What's your thoughts on the minor moves? Have you seen Trey Burke, by any way, by any chance?
Yeah, I it's funny how the bar is so low with the Knicks right now that when you get a G Leaguer talk going on, and Knicks fans are like, oh, wow, he can actually help us. That's not a good sign, though, when you think a G Leaguer is going to come in and set the world on fire. I mean, Burke can shoot. He knows Hornacek well some days in Utah, so there is familiarity there. So that's probably a smart move to have him join your roster because he knows the system well. He is a shooter. And they need more spacing. They need more shooting because Hornacek's offense is predicated on the 3-point shot. So to add another shooter, I think is very smart. To add another ball handler is important. So But I'm not expecting a lot from Burke. But when he's added and he comes here, I think that he'll add a little bit of spark off the bench.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. What do you think? Anything before the trade deadline? Any obviously nothing major, but any small moves that may improve the team a little bit? Anything out there you hear may happen? You might understanding is because they have so many big men. Kyle O'Quinn may be on the way out, which
yeah,
I love Kyle.
It's funny. O'Quinn's name seems to come up in trade talks almost every year at the deadline. I don't know if they can move him. I remember last year hearing that the Knicks actually wanted a one for him, and I don't know any GM that's going to give a one for Kyle O'Quinn. I think Phil was on some stuff there, so I don't know if any team would give up a one for Kyle O'Quinn. I don't want to see him move because I think, again, he's a hard worker. He's an efficient scorer. He's a pretty good defender and rebounder, and he's a great locker room guy. Guys like him on the team. The coaches love him. I think he's a great talent to have in the locker room as well as on the court. So to move him, I don't think makes much sense. I would say, though, keep an eye, though, on Willy Hernan Gomez because you see his minutes have been dwindling. His role has gotten smaller recently, and I don't know why. And I don't know if the Knicks are putting him on the block, but if he gets moved, I wouldn't be shocked. Now, of course, fans want to say, how about Noah? Well, Noah has that albatross of a contract that I don't think any team will take on. So I don't think Noah gets moved. So unfortunately,
you can get somebody
fans,
like the Nets
Noah's
take him,
there.
But you got to give him a pick.
Yeah, the Knicks have philosophy that the Knicks are not going to give up any more picks anymore. Those days are gone when Isaiah and Phil would give up pick, just pick galore. Those days are over. Knicks will build through the draft. They value their picks. They want multiple second-round picks in their docket. So there's no way they're going to move these guys and move picks. So I think they're just stuck with Noah until the deal expires.
That sounds good. One last one for me. Nilakina, how do you think his development? And I guess Porzingis, how do you feel he's done this year? He's had his ups and downs. What's your thoughts on those two players?
I think with Nilakina, I think that it's going what I thought it'd be. He had ups and downs, ebbs and flows, and because, of the game, his age, because he played overseas, he's not familiar with American-style basketball. And I think the scheduling is rough for these guys who come in here to the league because, there's so much grind to this season. So I think that it's exactly what I think of Nilakina. He would come in and he would play well in spurts, which he has. His shot is still not consistent, which we all knew that coming into the league. But he's a good defender. He's a competitor. He's a smart. He has a good IQ. So I like that about the kid. He has length. And I think those are his positives. For Porzingis, we now see that it's a big step. From going from a second best player in your team to now being the best player in your team, it's a big step. And he said he was tired.
Absolutely.
Everyone had a laugh about that. Everyone laughed about him being tired. He probably shouldn't have said it, even though he felt it, and it's probably true. But to say it wasn't a good look because he is now the team leader. He's now the unquestioned guy on the team. So it wasn't a good thing for him to say, but we're seeing that it's a huge jump from being the second option to now being the guy that teams game plan for every night.
Absolutely. I mean, Carmelo, I guess he didn't realize, when you don't have Carmelo, don't realize until he's not there anymore. Just being able to do that, which is not that many guys can do that. You got to be able to do it, and there's not many guys that can, and he may not be that guy, per se. You got to have the pieces around you.
Exactly. And this is why I think Knicks fans really appreciate Melo for what he did in New York. Because he wanted to come here. He wanted the bright lights. He wanted the pressure of playing in New York. And he wanted to be the guy on a marquee franchise. And he handled himself well. He really did. I think Knicks fans really appreciate what he did here because he took on that challenge. And every night he answered all the questions all the tough questions about him, all the criticism. He took it with a grain of salt. He took everything that Knicks fans and media, you know, all threw at him, and he handled himself, I say, with great aplomb. So I really think Knicks fans really appreciate what they had here with him.
Well, let's run around the league real quick. Your thoughts in general about, the league, the Cavs. I'm not surprised about them. Golden State, that doesn't surprise me. Why don't you give us your surprise team so far this year? You're surprised on how well they've performed so far.
Honestly, I know they're probably borderline playoff. I know they're in a bad conference. I think I have two teams. I think the Sixers, the fact that process is working out for them a little bit, and you see incrementally nightly that they play hard for Coach Brown, and when they're healthy and they're all in the lineup, they have a lot of firepower and talent out there. I really like watching them play every night. Embiid, he has great footwork. He's amazing talent. I think he has charisma. He fits right into the NBA as far as being a star. I like what they're doing. And I also like Detroit. And I love what Van Gundy has done with that team. I know Luther Jackson was tough for a while. But they've leaned on Drummond. And he's shown that he is a legit star big man in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rarity to have a post president like that in the league, today's league. And Tobias Harris, a kid from New York, he is an epitome of just a New York tough guy. And he's having an all-star caliber type year. And the Pistons are going to be a real problem because they have their record against the top five teams in the West is pretty darn good. I think they only lost two games this year against top five teams in the West. So they're showing something. I think they really can have a deep playoff run in them this year if they stay healthy.
What are your thoughts about OKC?
I think that they're finally starting to gel. I know it took some time to have three egos and three stars of that nature on the same roster. I wasn't in shock, as far as their slow start. I knew it would take time. I'm not shocked, though, that Russell Westbrook has now taken the team by the throat again, where in the beginning he was almost deferring to Melo and George, and it wasn't working out. Now we're seeing Westbrook from last year again, where he's like, this is my team. You guys must follow along with me, and you guys, must all now follow my lead. And now we're seeing Oklahoma City now on a roll and playing much better because they're following Westbrook's lead, and he's leading by example and on the court. It's amazing.
Absolutely. So do you see? I mean, it's early, and we'll probably reach out to you when it gets closer to the playoffs. But I tell you, Houston, they have a complaining defense. I think they'd be right there, but I still don't think they have enough to beat. They could have got Carmelo, maybe beat Golden State, but I still don't see anybody beating Golden, unfortunately. I mean, I hate seeing the same team every year, but I don't think anybody can beat them, man. They just got too many weapons.
Yeah. I think there are only two teams. I think every year the Spurs are always, at the top of that list. If Kawhi stays healthy, they just have too much grit. And they have too much experience. And we forget that if not for Zsa Pachulia's foot roll under Kawhi, the Spurs might have beaten Golden State. Remember, they were up by 20 in the third against Golden State at Golden State in game one. And Kawhi was just destroying Golden State by himself. And then they lose him, and they blow that 20-point lead in Golden State. So I think all to keep an eye on the Spurs because that program is just such an amazing program. And again, I still think with OKC, if they can find a way to get all three guys clicking at the right time in the playoffs, they can give Golden State some problems. Westbrook, we know, he has hatred in his eyes for the Warriors. So if you get him in a 7-game series, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough out for them.
It's going to be tough. It's definitely, yeah. Brad, you got anything for Tony? I know you always got those weird teams that you jump on the bandwagon.
I'm a Knicks hater, Oorah, oorah. But I was saying, before we came back for the new year, that the Knicks need excitement, most of all, to keep their fan base, interested in what's going on before they give up on them. And like you said, Porzingis, he just needs to play his role you know, stop going to the hole so much, you know what I'm saying? Because he uses a lot of energy as a big man. I guess he realized he's 7'6". He didn't realize he was 7'6". He can't be going to the hole like that, because once people figure you out, they're going to start roughing you up. You know, he's a finesse player like Dirk Nowitzki. You know, he can stay on the post. He can develop a 10-round jumper. We know he can shoot threes. But him going to the hole and getting beat up, you know, he's not going to last.
Tough,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And I think the Knicks,
right,
just
gonna
keep that energy. You know, just keep the energy up, because that could keep them in games if they have somebody that sparks. And that was happening in the beginning of the season, where Porzingis just scoring 30 points a game, hitting those three-pointers, and, you know, shooting from the outside. But him going to the hole, if he's lost, they don't have a team, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I just think that with him, you're right. He's a lot more finesse than he is power. Even though he has the range and the length and the size, he is a finesse type player, because his lower body is still not as strong to play in the post every night. So I do think that with Hardaway returning, if Hardaway can get back to his form where he was at the beginning of December, where he was, you know, getting buckets for them, it opens up room for Porzingis. The fact that there wasn't really a second scorer for Porzingis in December, I think teams focused on him. They double-teamed him. They banged him around. They knocked him to the floor. And I think that kind of slowed him down a little bit. So he needs a second scorer like Hardaway every night. Otherwise, teams are going to be physical with him and just body him every night.
Yep. He's not going to last.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why, you know, you mentioned Kanter. I think that's why he fits with Porzingis, because he kind of gets in there and does the dirty work. And so that's kind of a good fit. So we'll see, you know, if the Knicks long-term keep him. You know, there's just so many different moves that the Knicks need to make. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens the rest of the year. And I know you covered a little bit of NFL too, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. That's correct.
So what do you got there before we let you run? What do you got for the rest of the way? I mean, you got some great games this week. What do you see?
Well, what I see is that I think that there are teams that, if they play right and play right away, we could possibly see some upsets this weekend in the AFC. I'm serious. I mean, if Blake Bortles doesn't play like himself, if he plays out of body, there are some things where they have developed in Jacksonville. They're doing something the right way. I mean, I guess on Tom Coughlin's shill, having covered
Giants. Did you see that game on
years.
Saturday? I mean,
yes.
Did you
yes,
see
I
that
know
game?
He
I mean,
throw,
he was.
I know
he's
he
not
can't
an NFL
throw a three-yard pass.
Man.
He is not. But I'm saying there were parts of the season towards the end where he was on fire and he was a credible quarterback. If they get him to play at least at a C-plus level, they can ride that running game, and we know defense is already outstanding. So, I mean, we could possibly see them upset Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to bank on that. I'm not putting money on that. But I'm saying if Blake can give you a C-plus performance, that might be good enough.
Oh, no, you're asking a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're dreaming over there.
He looked home. I think I could have got underneath center, man, and I got a bad arm. I think I would have made a lot. I mean, he threw for 80, what was it, 89, 90 yards? Are you kidding?
He ran for more yards than he passed. Yes, he ran for more yards than he passed. Yes.
Well,
he was
Michael Vick.
Yes.
Yeah, he's worse than
yes.
Tebow. At least Tebow, man,
oh, yeah.
You know, at least 100 and change, you know? I mean, that was pretty
poor,
man. I mean, unbelievable. What do you think on the Falcon-Eagle game? Who do you got?
It's funny because Vegas knows. Vegas is so smart, and they've already made the Falcons a favorite on the road, because I think that when you go with guys who are the smart guys, and they know these things, and they have, you know, buildings built because of guys who go against them, Vegas knows, and I just can't go with Foles. I know I already pumped up Bortles, who is a terrible quarterback, but I just can't buy into Foles in a pressure situation where he's going to carry that offense Because we've seen him down the stretch in the season. He looked awful in some of those games. And we've seen him lose at home in the playoffs as a starting quarterback. He was a guy that gave Drew Brees his first road playoff win in the cold weather because he was playing so terribly his first time around in Philadelphia. I think the Falcons are rolling. I think they're hot. They have enough playmakers on defense. Those linebackers are fast. Those corners are fast. They're ball hawks. And I think the Falcons are just now gelling at the right time. I just can't see Philly winning at home this weekend.
I agree. We already know in the New England game, so it doesn't make any sense spending any time on that. So that's a wrap. The best game of the weekend, Saints-Vikings. What do you have on that game? I mean, that's the game I want to see. Forget all the rest of them. That's the game that you want to watch.
It's pick 'em for me. It's pick 'em. I think the only thing that separates it is the home field advantage. I think a home field advantage, I think, favors the Vikings. But, you know, Drew Brees, we've seen the playoffs get hot where he just goes crazy. And he's probably the most accurate passer we've ever seen in the history of the league. But if he gets hot, and they have great balance now with Kamara and Ingram. They have great balance. They could pull off the upset, but I'm going to go with the home field advantage. I'm going to favor the Vikings slightly, but I will be surprised if Drew Brees gets hot and takes them that win.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love to see the Saints get back in the Super Bowl, and I'd love to see that. Love the Saints. Love the team. They got a balanced attack now, like you said. And they got a decent defense. You know, that defense is always horrible. But now, you know, he's got a good shot. I mean, like you said, the difference, though, is going to be let's see what the Vikings offense can do. You know, let's see. Now it's time to put up. Not having that big quarterback, you know, if they stuff that run, he's going to have to make those throws, which he's been doing. But let's see him doing it in a playoff game.
Yeah, I think that's the key because, you know, Case Keenum, he has played very well this year, but this is a whole different animal now. To be a starting quarterback in the NFL in the playoffs at home where everyone thinks you're going to win that game at home, now the pressure's on Case. Can he get it done? But he has weapons in the passing game. Yes, he has Adam Thielen, he has Diggs, so there are guys on the outside in the passing game. But again, I think it's a toss-up, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints win, but I will give the Vikings a slight advantage because they're home.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, the turnovers is probably going to play in that game, too. Anybody makes any turnovers, it's probably going to be – it's going to tilt the game. So no turnovers as usual. It's going to be big. Hey, Brad, I know you're a big Ram fan. You guys had a great year. I didn't get a chance to let you know the Rams – nobody
but listen,
the
they should have never sat them guys. That's what pissed me off. How you going to sit somebody the week before and lose to the Niners, coming in and play like you're still sitting? You know what I'm saying? That's what pissed me off.
That's a great year, though.
Play the whole year.
Oh, great,
play
great.
The whole year. They'll be sitting out for the playoffs and tank.
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to be tough for them. You know, they always say that you got to get that playoff experience. And it, you know, from what I saw of the game, because some mistakes and it looked like Atlanta did some homework on them, and that's the difference in the playoffs. That's the difference in the playoffs, man. Everybody breaks out all the films, man, and they make phone calls.
You don't be sitting for the game, please.
I will. Rams fans take solace knowing that this was an outstanding year. No one thought they'd be this good this fast. They had the coach of the year in McVay. They have, to me, in my opinion, the MVP in Todd Gurley. So take solace that the future is bright for them.
Man, I want now. I'm a now guy. That's a diehard fan. We want it now, baby. Now.
Everybody wants it now. Everybody.
Yes.
So, Tony, why don't you give out your contact information to the audience, how they can follow you on all the social media and all that good stuff.
Sure. You can always follow me on Twitter. It's at T-Bone8 on Twitter. And you can read my stuff on Metro.us and also SaluteMag.com. So I'm always around. So anybody on Twitter, hit me up at T-Bone8.
And Salute. Tell us about Salute. I know Metro. I always get a chance to check out a lot of your stuff. What's Salute? Tell us a little bit about that before you run.
Yeah, I've been doing work for them over the past 8 months or so. I do a lot of editorial work. I write some columns for them. We're up and coming brand, so I would say go to salutebag.com. There's always a lot of fresh content and very good writers, and you'll see my commentary a lot on that site.
Well, that's what's good. Go check out Salute, baby, as well as Metro for my man Tony Williams, who always comes on the show, shows us love, gives us that deep insight on the NBA and the NFL, as you just now heard. Thanks again, Tony. And we'll get you near the NBA playoff time, because you know that's money time, baby. NBA.
Absolutely, I can't wait, guys. No problem.
It's all good. Stay warm until then. You know, I'm sure by then it'll be nice and warm. You know, NBA postseason is springtime, so it's gonna be nice and warm. But until then, you know, stay warm. It's been brutal up here.
Yeah, but today it was a balmy 43 degrees here in Jersey.
I know.
I'll take that right now.
It's all good. Well, thanks again. We'll let you run. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. All right, fellas.
All right, peace out.
Peace.
Well, thanks again to Tony Williams, NBA beat writer, as well as covers the NFL. But Metro, everybody that knows, if you don't know, Metro covers the metropolitan New York area. And some really good articles on there, sports, editorials, all good stuff there. So check out my man, Tony Williams. And we'll see what happens. Tony has some good insight. So let's take a brief pause for the cause, Brett, and we'll be right back.
I'm music journalist Stephen Ivory on the LC and Jack radio show.
Hi, this is Barry Eastman, songwriter, record producer. Hey, check out my new album that's out on Billy Ocean called Here You Are. Classic R&B songs and classic hits from Billy. And you're listening to the LC and Jack show.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Adina Howard, and you are listening to the one and only LC and Jack radio show. Love you, boys.
That's right, baby. Adina. It's about that time, too, Brad. Going to reach back to Adina. 2018. See what she's got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know she has some new material, so look out. Stay tuned, Adina. We'll get her back on
the
show.
I want to hear her say, love
as
you,
well
boys.
As others.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She still got it, too, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, let me not go there.
You're the freak in me.
It,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Doing her thing still. Good, man. Talking about Adina and some of the other artists that kind of getting a rebirth. People want to hear real music again. So a lot of the artists from the 90s, the 2000s, even the 80s are doing a lot of shows, and it's real, really good music. And I also include hip hop in that as well. You know, from hip hop from that time, a lot of people, you talk to them like, listen, don't really feel the current music, but you know, I love that classic music. So, you know, go out and support those artists. They out there doing it. It's amazing, too. I look online, and it was good seeing. I was watching the parade, New Year's. Guess who was performing? Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
They've been around forever. Still, still sound like the record. So, support these artists. They legends. You know, I don't even like to use old school, because guess what? They not old. They legends. We only call these artists old school. You talk about all the genders and music, they don't call them old. They call them legends. But that's what our artists are. If you follow R&B, Even jazz I'll include in that. Hip hop, they're not old school. They are legendary artists. They legend. They doing it. They still doing it. There's not, you know, not everybody can do music for 30, 40 years. They doing it that long. George Clinton. They're like almost one in a million, especially in the music business. So, big up to all those artists out there. We're definitely, Brad, we're gonna get on the horn, get some of them back on there. You know, people love to hear from them. All these different artists out there that you don't hear on the radio on regular rotation. But we're gonna see if we can get them back in rotation here on the show. Talk to them, see what they're up to. Show them some love, and go from there. So, there's an artist out there from 80s, 90s, 2000s. Hit us up. Drop us an email, lcandjack@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can get them on. We want to hear from you. But there's a ton of them out there, and shoot, I want to hear from them. Shoot, I'd love to get a Four and a Fire on the horn. That would be some interview.
I would like Patrice Rushen. I'm digging her crate. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Patricia. There's a ton of artists out there I'd love to chop it up with. You know, and, you know, even with artists like, you know, I was talking the other day, Mary J. Blige, just, she's been in the game now since, what, 90?
Yeah, 90.
You know, early 90s. Yeah. I mean, she's, and, you know, Mary doing it. And she knows how to kind of stay, I don't want to say stay in her lane, but she knows her niche. And she stays in that area as an artist. And you'll see most artists are like that. They really don't, they have a certain sweet spot. And she's mastered that. So I give her all credit. Staying in this business so long and have a law, you know, just a tremendous following. So, yes, we can go out there and support her. I know she's going through her own personal trials and tribulations, which we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely go out there and support her and all these other artists out there that are out there in a new digital age. You know, you talk to a lot of the artists that were some of them we just talked about, Patrice Rushen and even like they were talking about Donna Summer, even though I know she's not with us, but just about how their music with the digital age now, you know, how everything's a little different now. It's not like going to the music store and you know, buying up music. It's like point and click. Yo, I got your music. You know, so a lot of them are still trying to adjust to that. And so, but yeah, so like I said, show them some love, these artists out there doing their thing. I was listening to Keith Sweat last night. I mean, just another artist, been doing it a long time. I mean, the list is crazy. We can go on and on, but go out and show them some love. What do you got there, Brad? I know you got some shout outs and all that good stuff.
I got a little list here. I want to first
give all right, little. I know you got a long list.
No. I got to break it up because I know we've been going for a minute, but I'm going to give a birthday shout out to one of my friends from way back in the day, RJ Groove, down in Atlanta. And I'm going to give a special shout out to my homegirl, Miss Taylor, over at Strathmore Bagels in Bohemia, and her boyfriend, Nicholas. I'm going to give a shout out to Tamara down in Point Richey, Florida. And a special shout out to my girl Rachel, who called in today from Memphis, Tennessee. And Faith up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Miss Bella out of Fort Worth, Texas. And Michelle down in Fairborn, Georgia. And I'm going to give another shout out to my man Randy Gamble and his wife Rowena. I'm going to give them a shout out for hosting the Bread Man for New Year's. Brought in the New Year's with my good friends and looking for bigger and better things for the new year. And about to go on this world tour, vacation slash fundraiser tour at the end of January to March. So Breadman will be on the road. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. Some new things coming up on the LC and Jack show, man. Gonna be live all the way, baby.
All the way live. That's what's
yes,
good. It's all good. Definitely. I tell you, Oprah had a powerful speech.
Yes, sir.
Last night, very powerful. And we'll see. You know, everyone wants to throw in the presidential race and all that good stuff. Whether or not she does that, but just good seeing. You know, her using her positive influence to bring people together instead of tearing us apart. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality you are, just we all want big happy family. And if we can get to really understand that, we really be able to accomplish everything and anything. So hopefully people got that. Nothing but love spread. And we don't want you to forget, of course, about up this coming weekend. It's a holiday, but it's not just a holiday where, of course, we can enjoy ourselves, but Martin Luther King Jr., you know, sacrificed himself and had his commitment to make a change. Want to spread that love that Oprah was doing. I mean, he sacrificed and he ultimately gave up the ultimate sacrifice, his life, to make a better change, you know, make this world a better place. As Michael Jackson, you know, putting his music. But we never forget MLK. This world would nowhere be anywhere close. Barack Obama wouldn't have been the 44th president without the sacrifices that he made and the people before him. But we can't forget him. Got anything there, Brad?
Well, like I said, I'm looking forward to what's going on, and I remember you telling me that some of our listeners was looking for some prizes, so stay tuned, man. Probably in March, we're going to have a little trivia for the guests that do pick up the phone when you ask who's on the line. We'll give away some prizes. You know what I'm saying?
That'll be good.
So stay tuned, man.
Good,
I got some stuff. I got some stuff in the bag. And have some fun with the people,
yeah,
you know, like we did on Vaughn Live, you know what I'm saying? So
Vaughn Live, baby. You know what? I gotta check that out. I haven't had a chance. Check out Vaughn Live.
It is still live. Make it funky and fresh, you know what I'm saying? Because I know people on the Vaughn Live tip on the LC and Jack was excited. So let's bring them over here to the LC and Jack radio show and keep it going, you know what I'm saying? I got some prizes in the grab bag and see what people are doing, you know what I'm saying? So stay tuned in March. Breadman got some trivia for you. And we got some prizes to give away. All right? So stay tuned.
That's what's good. Breadman holding it down. He travels the world. I don't know how he does it, but he travels the world. You never know when you might run into the Breadman. So always keep your eyes and ears open, because you may run into him and he may hit you off with a prize. So
that's it.
If you hear the name Cornbread, that's your man. Check him out. Show him some love. It's all good. We holding it down. 2018. We're gonna do some. I want to say we're gonna do. Maybe we're gonna try to do some stuff we haven't done before. Try to expand ourselves and who knows. But we're gonna try, like you said, Brad, freshen up the show, add some new twists and turns, and get you guys coming back each and every week to the OC and Jack radio show. With that all said, stay safe, sound. God bless.
Peace.